You guys improvise a scene based off of the things, the words that it says, and it couldn't be easier.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Luxury, and we might not have that luxury for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
we
I know.
Enjoy
the water wars to come.
We should enjoy the showers while the water's plentiful.
No, we will, man. I will. I'm planning on getting rich, so I'm gonna have. I'm gonna.
That's gonna be the only way to have water, man.
Well,
you're gonna have to be rich.
That's,
so.
I've stopped trying Good to luck. Be an activist and taking care of poor people. Just try to get rich and just.
Nah,
fuck
it's
it,
time for it's time for an all hands.
I put all my money. I put all my money in Nestle, not because of their delicious snacks, but because
they're buying all the water.
They're buying all the water.
They have a lot of the water.
Yeah, but you're not going to get. How many times do you go get your own pail of water and go? They go to the creek and get it for you.
Well,
and
they
then
own,
put it in a fucking bottle.
They'll arrest you if you put your pail in their creek, though. Is the
well,
problem.
That's called a goddamn monopoly, man. That's how you get rich. You take something so and you put people in jail when they try to take it, and then you keep all the profits. What is? I don't see any problem here.
There's like a whole documentary on how absolutely nefarious / genius.
You know,
selling
who?
Bottled water to people.
Yep. Nefarious / genius is an important part of that.
Yeah, the / is doing a lot of work there.
Yeah. / genius, because it's smart. Look, you know who's not complaining about them selling water? Nestle execs.
The guy selling the water, yeah.
Yep.
Where's your pop filter?
Oh, am I popping?
I mean, you will be. You will be popping. If
yeah,
you're
I guess it came off or somebody broke
if
it.
If you can get it on there, otherwise, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's broken. Or wait, hold on. No.
You would have got 100 points if you fixed that, but I think we have to take 100 points away from you.
Nope. Give them back. It's fixed.
You're not popping?
Not, well, it's, I mean,
You're popping, but you're not popping.
It's fine. I'm popping, but I'm not popping.
I understand.
All right, let's go.
It's as good as it's going to be.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
What have you guys been doing?
I've been working, man.
Yeah,
you've
been
working on the railroad all the live long goddamn day.
John, what'd you do?
I just told you I went to Mexico.
Oh, I was on vacation too.
Yeah, you went to Italy.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you were the only one who was working, Malachi.
Everybody, sorry, there was a break in the episodes. John had to go make fun of poor people in Mexico for a couple weeks.
He also went to Ed Larson's wedding. Shout out to Ed.
I did go to Ed Larson's wedding.
Shout out to Ed. Ed's married.
Shout
congrats,
out to Ed and Julie.
Ed and Julie, they're married.
Absolutely
welcome
beautiful.
To the end of your lives.
Nah, man, it rules. You got to just not marry the wrong person is the trick. That's the thing none of our parents could get right. Well,
flying into a Cancun for the first time is very stressful. So they have, like, they have so many people trying to sell you. Like, they look official. They're wearing suits. They're inside the actual airport, and they flag you down. Oh, what shuttle service are you looking for? Amstar? Oh, yeah, right this way. First time to Mexico? Oh, what brings you here, huh? Hey, were you planning on doing anything while you're here? Oh, we can get you a discount on that, huh? Oh, no, this isn't a timeshare. It's not a timeshare.
You but you live in New York. Why can't, how, like, falling for any
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, you should be immune to that just from living in New York.
Falling for any of that is like falling for the guy at LaGuardia that's like, hey, you want a taxi?
Well,
taxi.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a taxi?
I know.
Like, this dude was hiding behind a pole. Like, you know how they'll sneakily hide behind with, like, their hands in their pockets. Yeah, and like taxi, shifty looking taxi. Around. He's like, hey, you want a taxi?
Taxi.
Like, he just said it like he's trying to sell me
long
weed
wait.
In the 80s, man.
Long
yeah,
wait, long
it
wait.
Is.
Yeah, but they're in the airport dressed in suits. There's 30 of them, and they all look like official representatives. So after the first guy got me.
Official representatives of what?
Of your
of Mexico?
Of people just yeah. It's like,
of your
oh
of your of your hotel
of
or
of, the
your, of your
of
hotel
Mexico,
or your
sir.
Shuttle service.
Do you need a shuttle?
Right? But
welcome
then
back to being white with
so
John
as soon as
Moreno.
As soon as I got by that first guy, which was absolutely a timeshare presentation, by the way. As soon as we
did
got
did you get a timeshare?
No, we didn't get a timeshare.
All right, I'm just
but man, did they were savage. This guy, he's going on and on and on. It's supposed to be 90 minutes. So at 90 minutes, I'm like, hey, man, what's the bottom line here? Like, what are we talking about, dollars and cents?
What's supposed to be 90 minutes? The ride?
No, the presentation.
Like, wait, you sat through a timeshare
you actually
presentation?
Went to a presentation?
Did you get anything?
Oh, yeah. We got
okay. We
got crazy discounts on Chichen Itza and Escondite Park. So we got, like, both of those.
You actually went to a timeshare, though?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were doing
but
a bit.
If you
oh, no, I got suckered.
You actually I thought you were just
we
making
got,
this up for comedy.
We got a bottle of tequila, we got a bottle of champagne, and we got Chichen Itza and Escondite Park with guided tours for $150. So, and they were each supposed
to
be $300 per
someone
person.
Someone had to die for you to get those cheap,
oh,
cheap discounts.
Oh, someone
Johnny,
has
at
definitely
least one person.
People are still dying building those timeshares. I'm telling you
yeah,
what, they
man.
Are. They're gorgeous.
You know, when I went on my senior trip in high school, this is how broke this fucking school was. First of all, there are only 5 students in my graduating class. It's a very small, racist, private Christian school. And we went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, against my wishes. Everybody else thought it was a good idea. But the principal slash pastor slash his wife is now in prison for having sex with students.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, it's one of those. A thing that he planned. He planned this to save money. We had activities planned for the week for our trip. He planned for us all to sit through timeshare presentations.
To get the discounts?
Yeah, to get discounts on all the stuff we were doing.
He used you as bodies in the timeshare presentation?
Yes, so as seniors in high school, we sat through 3 of them in the week that we were on our senior trip. One was to get a free breakfast. That's all we got, biscuits and gravy and runny eggs.
How long was the presentation?
It was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then another, and then the other two were for discounts to Dolly Parton Stampede, which was closed because we were there before the tour season started. And another one was for go-karts, which I got kicked out of because I was pulling the
emergency brake?
No, the governor.
Speed governor.
Yeah, there's a speed governor, and it stops you from going a certain speed. So I was sticking my hand back there and manipulating the governor to make my go-kart faster than everyone else. So all my classmates were, like, going, and they're like, how come the fattest guy in class is
laughing
past all of us? Because I was so slow before that.
Well, they should have released your governor a little bit.
Well, so the thing, I knew that, since they didn't, I did, but I knew that they would get mad at me if they saw me doing it, so I would only do it on the far end of the track. So I'm super slow, and then when we get to the far end of the track, when it was like a straightaway and it's wide open, I'd be like, meow!
It's like Mario Go Kart, you just got a mushroom.
Yeah, did you hit an arrow in the road and you just went a lot faster? No.
Yeah. So it was like, but then they found out, and they're like, hey, buddy, come over here. You're manipulating our go karts, and that's cheating. And they were like acting like they were so mad. It was only us there. Like, they're only us, and it didn't, I don't know. They got mad at me for cheating. And,
yeah, you said that you got kicked out of the go-kart place, but it sounds like you got yourself kicked out of
No. I got myself kicked out, but they should have made it better, you know? They should have made it more enjoyable. And then the rest of the week, I just went to all these little souvenir shops with the blatantly racist T-shirts, and they had T-shirts that said, looks like we need some more bleach in the gene pool, or chlorine in the gene pool.
Wow.
They had every... Gatlinburg, Tennessee is one of those racist places of all time.
Jesus.
And it is, like, you go around and they're just, like, little characters in blackface and all this Confederate flags and all this shit you're walking around, and they think it's fucking normal. But these are, like, little souvenir shops, and they sell all that shit, and it's racist as fuck, man.
John, what did we do for our senior? We went to Chicago, right? Didn't we go to Chicago?
I didn't go to Chicago.
You didn't go to Chicago?
You went to
Chicago. The kids who were talented at theater went to Chicago.
What?
Yeah, we went to Chicago. I auditioned for a bunch of schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
We went to Second City. I saw a show at Second City.
Oh, that's right. I remember because everyone came back and was like, oh, you look
Chicago
like just one
awesome.
Of those. You look like one of those guys
yeah,
in the Second
one of the guys
City.
Looked like you. Yeah, you didn't go, right.
John wasn't invited because they didn't believe in you.
No, they did not believe in me.
Yeah.
Well, look at him now. Not believe in John.
You should write back to all of them and say, hey, where are you? Still teaching high school? Retired, you punk bitch? Guess
what? That's pretty much what's going on.
I'm in New York and I'm famous.
Yeah, let's do it. Are you guys ready? Let's do an episode of Versus.
Let's do an episode of Versus. We're back, baby.
We are back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins.
It's been so long, I've forgotten.
Yup. I'm Game Master Drew. And today, since John forgot, let me introduce you and our contestants, John Moreno and Malachi Nimmons.
What's up, everybody?
I'm John Moreno.
You are John Moreno. You're here on Versus again. We were just talking about how we had a great time away on vacation because Malachi was working. Me and John had a great time while Malachi worked.
Yeah.
I had the only time where I didn't work for like the last 7 or 8 months. I haven't had a vacation in a while, so that was nice.
That was nice. So the last 7 or 8 months were a vacation for me, and then I worked.
That's the way to do it, honestly. That's the way to go about doing it. But yeah, it was great. I missed being in the studio with you guys. I missed doing this shit. I was listening to some episodes on the way over here. I was like, man, this is a good show we got. Let's do some more.
I listened to a lot of episodes during our break, too, and I feel like I have to make an apology, man. Like, it's so hard following me and being as funny as I am, so sorry, guys.
you covered that pretty thoroughly on one of the previous episodes where you got way too drunk before you showed up to the studio and then apologized to us the next day for being too drunk, but they were still really funny episodes.
I thought of saying that last night. I was like, I'm going to say that when we get back.
Say it again. Let's do it again.
Because it's so fucking arrogant.
It's just
stupid.
So rude.
It's so rude. But, you know, but I'm not serious. That's why it's funny. If I was serious, it would be rude.
Yeah, you're a little serious.
Well, no, it's like, that kind of
no, I am funny, and it's hard to follow me, but I'm not sorry for it. That's what the joke was.
Malachi, would you scratch my back if I scratched yours?
Hell no, man. Hell no,
you
man.
Won't?
I would scratch your back whether or not you scratched mine.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a good pal.
Oh, my back, actually, it is. I don't have to scratch yours. It's a little itchy. Would you?
Is it scratchy? Is it itchy for real? No, we're working, man. This is unprofessional.
You just said you would. All right.
Got to turn on some mood music.
Johnny, pick a number between 1 and 10.
3.
Fantastic.
Wow.
As always.
Wow.
No hesitation.
Wow.
Zero hesitation.
I always get the harder questions, too. This is bullshit.
Hey, man, I choke a lot on those questions, so.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to play to everybody's strengths. Fantastic. All right. As always, we'll go through 3 rounds of games meant to test your bodies, minds, and spirits. We're ready for round 1.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. This one's called No And. This is a spin on an old classic that I think you guys might like. I'll give you a prompt, and you two will be forced to respond to it, the catch being that you aren't allowed to agree with each other on anything. We'll let you two yell it out for a little while until you need a new prompt. Sound good?
Just a normal, yeah, normal episode of Versus.
Yeah, just,
I'm
just
going
what
with,
we always do
like
anyway.
I said, playing to strengths. All right, here's a prompt. A picture is worth 1,000 birds. Start with Johnny.
Man, you know, the one thing I can say that I love the most about Portlandia is ever since that show came out, you know, you just put a bird on it, and 100 birds are worth 2 in the bush, you know what I mean? On all pictures.
No, 100 birds, that's stupid. What what is that even? 100 birds are worth 2 in... If you have 100 birds, that's not worth 2 in the bush, because the 2 in the bush are harder to catch than the 100 birds that you already have. So if somebody's like, hey, do you want these 100 birds, or do you want to have to trick 2 birds into becoming your friends while they're in this bush? Fuck no. I want the 100 birds I already have. Yep. That's a stupid-ass statement.
But what if you've got hunting birds, and the 2 birds in the bush are
what the
elusive,
fuck is a hunting
elusive
bird?
Birds?
Tell me what a hunting bird is, and have you ever seen one?
A hunting bird is everything that you would imagine a hunting bird is, except the opposite, because you're wrong.
No, you didn't explain that. All you just said,
pretty clear,
is everything
man.
You imagine.
It's crystal clear in my mind.
That's
you know?
Bullshit. Yeah, it's crystal clear in your mind because it's bullshit, because your mind is full of bullshit.
All right, how's that feel, guys?
Congratulations. 600 points to me!
You feel loosey-goosey?
Yeah, I
feel
ready.
You feel loosened up?
I wish I was a little more loosey and the goosey.
I'm the only one here drinking, man. I'm all goosed up.
I would never have alcohol in this lemonade.
I'm all goosed up and John's sober as a duck.
Here's a prompt for you guys to disagree on. People should be allowed to do illegal things with the stock market. Opening statements to Malachi.
Absolutely. I believe... So, a couple months ago, before... I was traveling across state lines to do big-time jobs. I was on the side of the poor people. But now that I'm making more money, I'm all about the rich.
I mean, if I could game the stock market so that I would only make money instead of what I'm currently doing, which is losing money, I would do that.
Everybody's losing money in the stock market right now.
Like, if I had a senator who could buy and sell stocks for me because they all have insider information— I don't care if that senator was a Republican.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that.
I wouldn't.
Oh!
I agree with that. Take points away from me. I agree. Take them away. I agree.
Malachi.
I wouldn't vote for them, but I'd let them choose my stocks.
How is it possible that the only time you agree with John is the time where the preclusion of the game is to not agree with John?
Because it only took 4 weeks for me to be a fucking money grubber, man. I have changed my mind.
Everybody turns into a Republican after they visit California. So 100 points to Johnny for Malachi agreeing with John during
yeah,
the no
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah.
Malachi still feels like a winner.
I do. I feel confused because he seems to be feeling more victorious than I do.
I am.
Gotta just stay focused on the scoreboard, Johnny. It's all a mental game.
I also don't think it's a coincidence that Malachi is drinking Victory. Belgian style.
Yeah,
ale.
I mean, you know, you got to keep that mental game right.
I drink this shit every time I'm here, though. And I've lost several times when I'm here. But that was only due to Drew cheating because he wanted, you know, give John a couple games.
I mean, you know,
quit.
We got to spread the wins around. That's all I'm saying.
Well, occasionally there is like an entire episode where you refuse to play the games correctly.
Yeah, there was.
It does happen sometimes.
You never know what you're going to get with me because it depends on how much I've had to drink. And sometimes we'll record several episodes in a row. And by the time we get to the last one, I'm just like, man, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Yeah, I can always hear it in your voice, but I wonder sometimes if the listeners can. So sound off in the get at us at VersusPodNYC on Twitter. Let us know if you can pick out the episodes where Malachi's the drunkest. I'll tell you if you're correct or not. So let's do round two. This one's called Horoscopes. For this game, we'll read your daily horoscope from a random web page on the World Wide Web, and you two will spin gold from straw in the form of improvised scenes based on those horoscopes. How's that sound? Malachi, what's your zodiac sign?
I thought you knew my birthday. You can take a guess. Let's see if... But what you need to do... So people always do this shit. And they'll be like, oh, you're such a Pisces. You're such a Leo. But what I'll do is, before I tell them what my sign is, I'll be like, well, what do you think I am before I tell you? And they're always wrong. 100% of the time, people are fucking wrong. And they're only... So all the astrology chart is just for people to lie and then find out what you are and then say, oh, you're such a
Well, that's what me and Angie were talking about, too,
because
I've known Angie for 8 years. And I never put it together that she was a Scorpio. And every Scorpio I've known before her is like, I'm sorry I did that. That was such a Scorpio thing of me to do. And I'm just like, you're retconning your bad behavior into this like bullshit horoscope thing so that you can just continue to behave poorly and be like, oops, sorry, I'm a Scorpio.
It is bullshit. The last person I tested with this went through 11 signs before they got mine right. I'm a Sagittarius. She went through everyone and got to Sagittarius last. And then when she got there, you know what this motherfucker said? You're such a Sagittarius for making me go, get the fuck out of here.
That's exactly what I would have said, though, too. All right, Sagittarius said?
Yeah, Sagittarius, baby, all day, every day.
Sagittarius, keep a close eye on your words today, dear Archer, as restrictive Saturn squares off with passionate Mars. This cosmic climate could exacerbate people or situations that irritate you, potentially causing you to lash out. The energy will lighten significantly as the afternoon unfolds when the Sun, Moon, and Chiron form a grand trine in the sky. Use this energy to focus on your own needs, even if doing so feels a little egotistical or greedy.
Hey man, did you see that big trine in the sky earlier? That was wild.
Yeah.
I've never seen a trine that... I don't know.
Did you say Trion?
Right.
What is it? What's a Trion?
You know that thing that we saw in the sky the other day?
What does it look like? Describe it to me in detail.
You know, so it's a Trion, right?
Yeah.
And so like...
Uh-huh. And what does it look like?
So when you're trying to look at the stars, right?
When
and
you're looking at...
that was good. I see what you did there. Yeah. No, not that kind of Trion. Okay. The other kind of Trion.
Yeah, but what is a Trion? Tell me.
You know, like from astrology.
No. But you know? What does it look
so
like?
So when you're looking at the stars and Venus is in alignment, right? Uh-huh. And you're like feeling not so fresh. Maybe you're feeling a little frustrated. And, you know? And then you take a nap and then you get up and then you look outside and there's a giant Trion just like going wom, 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 wom. And you're like, yes, Trion. Yes, I will do anything you command me to do. And it's like, yeah, you will. Wom, 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 wom. And then like Venus comes into phase and, you know, your rising moon.
Yeah, you still haven't explained what a Trion is. Because I think you don't know.
You know,
I think.
And then you go outside. Right. And then you look up into the side, and there's a rainbow, and it disappears, and in its place a giant Trion just like forms into existence.
A giant Trion forms.
And
okay.
It's just like, hi, gar, char, char, ra, ra, ga, da, pa, da, ga, da, cha, car, fa, fa, end of time that's coming now, ha, 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 ra, several, several. You know, and then like you pull out, you get that summon, you know, and you summon the Trion.
Initially, what you tried to do, I'm going to break down what you just did, convince me that you knew what you were talking about. And then when that didn't work, you slowly started to merge over into the absurd as if you've been telling a joke the whole time. But it wasn't. You just failed yourself. You leaned into humor, but that's not working either because you still don't know what a Trion is because that's something you just made up.
Did you or did you not see the Trion earlier?
Malachi, quit Trion to burst John's bubble.
Wow. I don't have to burst. John's bubble is bursting itself.
I don't know. I kind of like that from Johnny. I'm going to give him 100 points.
Well, you know, everybody's wrong twice a day, so.
That means I'm all out of wrongs. I'm out only rights from here on forward.
I'm all out of wrongs.
I'm all on a right now. Let's do Libra now.
All right.
You're an adventurous soul, Libra. Are you thinking about a little mischief today? Are you going to propose that you and a friend or perhaps your partner skip town for a day and forget about work, chores, and other routine matters if possible? You've been bored lately, so who could blame you? If you decide to do this, make sure everybody knows what's up. You don't want to burn any bridges.
You know, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? I'm tired of this place. You know, managers came up to me and told me to sweep up this mess that somebody else made. Can you believe this?
I mean, yes, absolutely. They asked me to mop the bathroom the other day. I was like, I work.
Wait, which is the upstairs or the downstairs bathroom?
The upstairs bathroom.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
Hell, I think that's because I told them I wouldn't do it. I told them they tried to make me do it. I quit.
And that worked?
Yeah. I guess that's why they told you to do it.
Well, I'm old, boring, reliable me, you know.
Upstairs bathroom is the worst. That's where that guy always writes his name and turd on the mirror.
Yeah, and then there's the woman who, like, sticks an entire roll of toilet paper into the toilet.
Yep.
And clogs it all up.
Yep.
I'm like, why did you need to use the entire roll?
The worst part is she tells us that she did and that we need to go fix it.
I mean, if you've got a never-ending wiper, you know, just turn the faucet on, get a little water on the toilet paper, get in there, clean it. You know?
I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of this job. I'm tired of this place.
You know what? I'm feeling a little mischievous.
Let's just leave.
You want to just get out of here?
Tell them to kiss our ass.
Not telling them? Where do you want to go? You want to go, like, to the park? And, like, feed some birds, but feed them, like, cooked rice?
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to feed them cooked rice?
This is why.
That'd be wild for us to do, man.
You're not supposed to feed them uncooked rice.
I'm going to be a mischievous little gingerbread man in
that
park, man.
You can feed birds cooked rice. You cannot feed them uncooked rice because the uncooked rice expands in their stomach and makes them explode.
What about brown rice? Or farro?
It's the same. All rice expands, and so does farro.
I heard tapioca expands when you put it in water.
You know what? I was thinking of taking a trip with you and getting out of this job, but mm-hmm. Now I want you to die. Because you said ridiculous things to me.
Well, this escalated quickly.
Yeah, I feel like...
I don't think what I said deserved a death sentence.
Well, I feel like if we did take a trip together, the trip would end with me taking you to Pennsylvania and burying you in a forest.
Do you want to go to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, let's go. I got my car and a shovel.
Sweet. I've got this gasoline canister full of gas.
Oh, perfect. All right.
I figure once we get into Pennsylvania, we just set that road on fire behind us and never look back.
Nice.
But,
sounds like a
but
good plan.
Not the bridge, just the road.
All right, let me go get my car. I'll come pick you up.
Wouldn't want to burn any bridges.
Hey, what are you two doing in here? Somebody go clean that upstairs bathroom.
Run, it's the fuzz.
Good job. Good work. Now's the time in the show where we take a quick break to recognize one of the phenomenal brand partnerships that make Versus possible. Today's episode is brought to you by an extended warranty for your car. Now, you might have been receiving some phone calls about this recently and, like myself, thought it didn't apply to you just because you don't own a car. However, we at Versus have recently learned that these calls apply to you even if you don't own a vehicle. Therefore, it's essential that the next time you get one of these calls, you push one, speak to one of the nice representatives who answers, and give them your credit card information, social security number, or literally anything else they ask for. Malachi, have you spoken yet with Paul or Samantha or any of the utterly helpful warranty renewal representatives?
Yes, I have spoken to them and reached out. I gave them all the information that they requested, and I haven't heard anything back from them at all. I thought I would. I don't know why they're not interested in me. I gave them all my information, even my credit score sitting at 213. But they didn't call me back after I told them that, which is weird. They said they were very interested in, and as soon as I told them about my financial situation, they seemed less interested than they were beforehand, which I don't understand, because they're supposed to help me get out of this. I have a bicycle.
I don't even
have a car.
Yeah, I mean, no, you still need the warranty, though. That's what we're trying to get across here.
Right.
You still need it, even if you don't have a car.
That's what they told me. But then upon further reflection, they decided that they were wrong, I suppose.
Huh. Well, I'm sure it's all above board.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll call me back soon.
Hopefully they will. I'm praying for you, my friend.
Get that warranty.
God bless you.
Because you know what? You know the old saying? First the warranty, then the car.
There's a common turn of phrase that I've heard many times. Yes.
So I'm just waiting.
Johnny, I think your warranty may have expired, buddy. Yeah, I'm not so sure if we're going to be able to get you re-warrantied, friendo. How does it feel knowing your ass is out in the wind, exposed for all the world to come and nick, scrape, and poke at, sending you warrantyless to a body shop for them to have their way with your wallet?
Wait, so you've been waiting for over 600 days. You've been waiting for over 200 days.
200 plus.
Samantha got back to me immediately.
Mm.
Yeah, she re-upped my warranty. She gave me her social security number.
What?
And they gave me a new car. It's not an electric, but, you know, it's a free car. Like, money shows up in my bank account every day just for being a loyal customer. Samantha's very helpful, so just make sure to re-give her all your information.
Could you talk in a slightly higher pitch for me just for a second? Just say, like, hey, say, just as an example of something to say, say, like, hey, my name is Samantha. I'd like to talk to you about your car's warranty.
I mean, I'll humor you.
Yeah, out of curiosity.
Hey, this is Samantha. I just wanted to talk to you about your warranty. If you give us a call back.
God damn it, Malachi. I think we got to talk after this. I think John just stole a bunch of money from us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was John.
I'm not.
I just figured it out.
Must have stolen a bunch of money from you because I didn't have any.
That's right, folks. It's an extended warranty on your car that you may or may not own because you don't want to have your ass chapping out in the wind like old Johnny Boy over here, do you?
Get yours today.
All right, let's roll into round three. This one's called Howdy Neighbor. For this scene, you two will play neighbors in a picturesque American suburb with two cars in every driveway, a chicken in every pot, and a pot in every pipe. The catch is that one of you has an embarrassing neighborly complaint you need to bring up with the other, and that just might shatter the vibe on this otherwise perfect American Sunday.
Okay.
Let's say, Johnny, it's a beautiful, beautiful green day. It's a green day out somehow. I don't know what that means exactly, but birds are chirping. Johnny, you're working on your lawn, mowing your beautiful prized greener than everybody else's lawns, and you see Malachi's head coming over the fence towards your house.
Nothing quite like doing some lawn work, listening to Green Day on a beautiful green day on my porch. Oh, man, only thing that would make this better is if my old hey neighbor was here.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, I'm just taking a nap. Can you wake me up when September ends?
I totally understand that reference.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So what are you up to today?
Putting my green paint on my yard here to make it extra green, you know?
Nice.
And listening to some Green Day while I'm at it.
That's nice.
Spending some greenbacks here, if you know what I'm saying.
You're all about the green, man. That's what I like about you.
That's right.
You're a good neighbor.
I am pretty good.
Hey, you're pretty hot out here. You look pretty hot out here. You want some iced tea or lemonade or something? I got a bunch of it in the house.
I would love some refreshing iced tea or maybe a brewski.
All right. Hey, I have it right here in this cooler I brought over here. Have some.
Oh, that has so considerate of you to bring a whole cooler here.
That's what I did. I didn't know what you would like. I wanted to make sure that I had what you would enjoy. And if what you like isn't here, I can go get it for you.
That is refreshing.
Yeah. Drink it all.
Okay, I'll just tip it back there. Oh, you're helping me. Okay. Oh, that was mighty kind of you to help me drink that whole can.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I hope you enjoy that. You know, I hope you feel like your thirst is quenched.
It's very quenched. Lips are smacked. There was something with the beer, wasn't there?
Was there?
I don't know. You're looking at me kind of funny, and you got real silent all of a sudden.
I don't know. You feeling a little strange there?
I'm feeling hotter than normal.
Oh, man.
You would think a cool beverage would cool one down.
Yeah, it should make you cool, right, in this hot heat, but...
Starting to... Oof, do I feel warm to you?
You're feeling a little warm. You're looking
warm.
A little flushed and pale.
Man.
You're falling down to your knees now in the middle of your driveway.
Maybe
that's
I
weird.
Should have another one of those cold brews, huh?
Yeah, man.
So, here we go.
How delicious is that?
I'm just gonna take a nap on the lawn. You wake me up in September.
You're not gonna wake up in September, man. You've just been murdered.
Yeah, and once again, Malachi has used the scene as a vehicle to murder John's
That's
character.
Right. I found out that John's character told the HOA that I was the one taking dumps in people's front yards. So I just murdered him with some free beer.
Okay.
Chiron will haunt you. Rah, 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 rah.
Well, that was the secret the whole time was that I knew that John snitched on me.
Okay, yeah, you didn't broach that neighborly complaint to him, though.
I mean, I was getting there, but he died first.
He did drink two of those beers really fast.
Yeah, maybe the secret was that I murdered him.
I'm looking at the scoreboard here. It looks like for the first time in a long time, John Moreno wins versus today.
Back with a vengeance.
Back with a vengeance. Malachi. How do you feel about that?
I win when I don't win. I win all the time. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about these points, man. I know what the deal is.
I'm going to have to come up with new incentives to make Malachi care again. Well, launch me up into the stratosphere and plop me into that perfect parlor of the heavens, because that was a shiningly stellar episode of Versus Their Space Team. But do you know who couldn't even survive a ride on a rocket to low Earth orbit on account of their inability to withstand the necessary G-forces?
I would say a baby, but what about the one from 2001 Space Odyssey?
That was like the cosmic baby. That wasn't a real Earth baby.
Oh, was that like a metaphor?
Yeah, you didn't get that part.
I just thought it was an actual floating, flying baby.
You should watch that movie.
And a big egg. Space egg. Chiron.
Well, this one looks like Christmas is coming in the summer this time.
Now,
that's a cute baby, man.
Yeah, except for, well, I imagine the hat's like that because like that child actually has like a cone head.
Yeah.
That's cute. If I ever have a baby, I'm going to make sure it's ugly as possible so people won't try to steal it.
Love that baby. Look at that hair.
Yeah, you guys better not say anything bad about this baby.
John, what do you have?
That's a black baby. John, what do you have to say about it?
It's a good-looking baby.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adult or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.